This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for paracetamol/codeine GH500/30. Active ingredients, paracetamol and codeine phosphate hemihydrate. This leaflet provides important information about using paracetamol/codeine GH500/30. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using paracetamol/codeine GH500/30. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking paracetamol/codeine GH500/30? Paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 contains the active ingredients paracetamol and codeine phosphate hemihydrate. Paracetamol and codeine work together to stop the pain messages from getting through to the brain. Your doctor may have prescribed this medicine for another use. Paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 is used to relieve severe pain for which other treatment options have failed, are contraindicated, not tolerated, or are otherwise inappropriate to provide sufficient management of pain. What should I know before I take paracetamol/codeine GH500/30? Warnings. Do not use paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 if you are allergic to paracetamol, or codeine phosphate hemihydrate, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have acute breathing difficulties such as bronchitis, unstable asthma, or emphysema. You have glucose 6-phosphatidylhydrogenase deficiency, an enzyme deficiency. You are a CYP2D6 ultra-rapid metabolizer, a fast metabolizer of codeine by the CYP2D6 enzyme. You have diarrhea caused by antibiotics or poisoning. You have liver failure. Do not take paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 if you have a history of drug dependence, including alcohol dependence. Do not take paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 if you have experienced systemic allergy, generalized rash, or shortness of breath to morphine or oxycodone. Do not take paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 if you have a history of intolerance to paracetamol and or codeine. Do not take paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 if you are under 18 years of age and have had your tonsils or adenoids removed to treat sleep apnea. Do not take paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 during the third trimester of pregnancy. Do not take paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 during labor, especially if the baby is premature. Do not use paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 if you are breastfeeding or planning to breastfeed. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date, EXP printed on the pack. If you take it after the expiry date, it may have no effect at all, or worse, have an entirely unexpected effect. Do not take this medicine if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. Do not use this medicine to treat any other complaint unless your doctor says it is safe. Paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 is not recommended for children under 12 years. Check with your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: lung, heart, liver, or kidney problems, low blood pressure, difficulty breathing, wheezing, chronic cough, asthma, or other chronic breathing conditions, a history of drug dependence, including alcohol dependence, you drink large quantities of alcohol, recent cessation of alcohol intake, low glutathione reserves, Gilbert's syndrome, gallbladder problems, or your gallbladder has been removed, multiple sclerosis, recent stomach, intestine, or urinary tract surgery, irritable bowel syndrome, or other bowel problems, prostate problems, underactive thyroid gland, or problems with your adrenal glands, fits or seizures, head injury, brain tumors. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Do not take paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 during the third trimester of pregnancy. Do not take paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 during labor, especially if the baby is premature. This medicine can cause breathing problems and may produce withdrawal effects in the newborn baby. Do not take paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 if you are breastfeeding planning to breastfeed. The medicine passes into breast milk and may affect the baby. Addiction. You can become addicted to paracetamol/codeine GH500/30, even if you take it exactly as prescribed. Paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 may become habit-forming, causing mental and physical dependence. If abused, it may become less able to reduce pain. Dependence. As with all other opioid-containing products, your body may become used to you taking paracetamol/codeine GH500/30. Taking it may result in physical dependence. Physical dependence means that you may experience withdrawal symptoms if you stop taking paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 suddenly, so it is important to take it exactly as directed by your doctor. Tolerance. Tolerance to paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 may develop, which means that the effect of the medicine may decrease. If this happens, more may be needed to maintain the same effect. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 and affect how it works. These include any medicine causing sleepiness or drowsiness, tranquilizers, medicines for anxiety and nerves, benzodiazepines, medicines used as sedatives or to treat anxiety, medicines used to treat alcohol and or opioid dependence, e.g. naltrexone, buprenorphine, or methadone, medicines containing alcohol, ethanol, e.g. some cough syrups, cough suppressants or antitussives, antihistamines, medicines used to treat allergies, medicines used to treat depression, medicines used to treat mental illness, monoamine oxidase inhibitors, medicines used to treat depression taken within the last 10 days, salicylates, or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, such as aspirin, or ibuprofen, medicines which thin the blood, medicines to treat epilepsy, other pain relief medication, medicines used to treat high blood pressure, medicines used to relax muscles, medicines used to treat diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting, propanthiolene, a drug used to treat stomach ulcers, cholestyramine, medicine used to treat bile problems and or high cholesterol, chelating resin, chloramphenicol, antibiotic used to treat ear and eye infections, flucloxacillin, zidovudine, or rifampicin, medicines used to treat infections, medicines used to control electrolytes levels in kidney disease. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect paracetamol/codeine GH500/30. How do I take paracetamol/codeine GH500/30? How much to take? The recommended dose of paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 is, adults, 1 or 2 tablets for severe pain. This dosage may be repeated in 4 to 6 hours if necessary. Follow the instructions provided. Do not take more than 8 tablets in 24 hours. Do not take more than the recommended dose. Taking more than the recommended dose may cause liver damage. The directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist may be different from the information in this leaflet. If you are unsure what dose to take, ask your pharmacist or doctor. Talk to your doctor about pain control if the medicine is not helping. Depending on your body's individual ability to break down codeine, you may be getting reduced benefit or experience signs of overdose, even when you take paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 as recommended by your doctor. If overdose symptoms occur, seek immediate medical advice. How to take paracetamol/codeine GH500/30? Swallow the tablets with water. How long to take it for? Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure how long to take the medicine for. If you forget to use paracetamol/codeine GH500/30. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, ask your pharmacist or doctor. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much paracetamol/codeine GH500/30. If you or someone else received too much paracetamol/codeine GH500/30, overdose, and experience one or more of the symptoms below, immediately and call 000000 for an ambulance. Keep the person awake by talking to them or gently shaking them every now and then. You should follow the above steps, even if someone other than you have accidentally used paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 that was prescribed for you. If someone takes an overdose, they may experience one or more of the following symptoms: slow, unusual, or difficult breathing, drowsiness, dizziness, or unconsciousness, slow or weak heartbeat, nausea or vomiting, convulsions or fits. If you think that you have or someone else has used too much paracetamol/codeine GH500/30, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. When seeking medical attention, take this leaflet and remaining medicine with you to show the doctor. Also tell them about any other medicines or alcohol which have been taken. What should I know while taking paracetamol/codeine GH500/30? Things you should do. Take paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 exactly as your doctor has prescribed. Tell your doctor if you become pregnant while taking paracetamol/codeine GH500/30. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using paracetamol/codeine GH500/30. Things you should not do. Do not take more than the recommended dose unless your doctor tells you to. Adults should not take more than 8 tablets a day. Do not take high doses of the medicine for long periods of time unless your doctor tells you to. Taking more than the recommended dose can cause liver damage. Paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 may be habit-forming if taken in high doses for extended periods of time. Do not give this medicine to anyone else driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 affects you. Paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 may cause dizziness, lightheadedness, drowsiness and problems with vision in some people, especially after the first dose. Children should not ride bikes if affected, and should be supervised to avoid potential harm. Drinking alcohol. Do not drink alcohol while taking paracetamol/codeine GH500/30. Drinking alcohol increases the likelihood of becoming drowsy. Withdrawal. Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. If you stop having this medicine suddenly, your pain may worsen, and you may experience some or all of the following withdrawal symptoms: nervousness, restlessness, agitation, trouble sleeping, or anxiety, body aches, weakness, or stomach cramps, loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, increased heart rate, breathing rate, or pupil size, watery eyes, runny nose, chills, or yawning, increased sweating. Looking after your medicine. Store below 25 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Gastrointestinal related. nausea or vomiting, indigestion, constipation, stomach pain, head and neurology related, dry mouth, drowsiness or sleepiness, headache, ringing in the ears, skin related, sweating. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do. Allergy related. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Skin rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Flushing of the face. Heart related. Fast heartbeat. Skin related. Severe blisters and bleeding in the lips, eyes, mouth, nose and genitals. Painful red areas with blisters and peeling layers of skin, which may be accompanied by fever and or chills. Yellowing of the skin and eyes, jaundice, infection related, mouth ulcers, fever and sore throat. Bleeding related, bleeding, bruising more easily. Head and neurology related, dizziness, lightheadedness, unusual or extreme mood, swings, confusion, seizures. Liver related, hepatitis, symptoms include loss of appetite, itching, yellowing of the skin and eyes, light colored, bowel motions, dark colored urine. Urinary related, problems passing urine, dark colored urine. Eyes related, blurred vision. Metabolism related, symptoms of rapid breathing, rapid heart rate and changes in consciousness caused by pyroglutamic acidosis, an accumulation of pyroglutamic acid due to low levels of the protein called glutathione. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 contains? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Paracetamol and codeine phosphate hemihydrate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Maize starch, povidone, potassium sorbate, microcrystalline cellulose, stearic acid, magnesium stearate, purified talc, progelatinized maize starch, and cross-carmelose sodium. Potential allergens. Contains potassium sorbate. Paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 does not contain gluten, lactose, sucrose, tartrazine, or any azo-dyes. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 looks like. Paracetamol/codeine GH500/30 is available as white to off-white capsule-shaped tablets, marked PNF either side of ascoline on one side, and plain on the other, OSTAR 203133. It comes in boxes of 2, 4, 10, 20, or 50 tablets. Not all pack sizes may be marketed. Who distributes paracetamol/codeine GH500/30? Generic Health Pty Ltd. Suite 2, Level 2, 19-23 Prospect Street, Box Hill, Victoria 3128. Email, ginfo@generichhealth.com.au. Phone, +61 39 809 7900. Website, www.generichhealth.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in December 2021. Paracetamol codeine GHCCSDV5CMI-10-03DEC21.